This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm so happy you're here. So happy. Seriously. Always love it when we spend this time together. And I know that number is growing all the time. And I couldn't be more proud of that. I want it to grow quicker. If you want to help, please do. You know what? If you want to be a part of our team, I don't do this very often, but contact us. If you say, Kevin, I'll do research for this show. Find obscure stories. Give us tips, things happening in your area. Or just whatever. Love to have you on the team. We need researchers. If you think of yourself as a good writer and you've written other places and you want to be part of the writing team on our site, get a hold of us, kjradio.com. If you want to tell me, Kevin, on such and such a show, I listened, it was the funniest segment, let us know, because we build our best of segments from things like that. Any way you want to help, get in the game. And tell us to the extent you want to help, how much time. We would love to have you on our team. And here's the thing. As opposed to these other things that you do in your life where you don't get recognition, we will recognize you. If you want, we will call you out by first and last name. We will tell you so-and-so is an amazing person. You know, listen to you. Karen, for example. She's one of our researchers. Helps put me together with other partners. Love this woman. By the way, Karen, we owe you a book. We do. I got to get your information so we can get you the book. You won the contest. Yeah. So, but we want to recognize you guys because you know what? You should be recognized. It is not guys like me. It is the millions of people that follow people like me that make up those voices. You're the reason why we've gotten to where we've gotten, and I want to recognize that. Here's what I do want to talk about, though, this hour and this particular segment. I want to talk about why does an addict need another addict to help him out. I was watching a commercial, and this guy, you know, he's a, it's going to be a new show on one of these channels, and he says, you know, I'm going to help you get away from your habit. And he goes, and why is that? Because I've been where you are. You're using heroin, you're this, that, and the other. And he's like, I know all the things you're going through. And I go, that's phenomenal. Congratulations. So, and I've seen these shows, what was it, Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew? I watched that show, and Dr. Drew would have other addicts in the room, you know, like that were the house monitors of these guys and girls, and they would, you know, work through these problems. And I remember thinking to myself, all right, great. I've never, you know, sold my body for, you know, because I wanted to have I had a drug habit or anything crazy. I've never wanted to sell my kid. Here, take my baby for $5. For $5, I hit a crack pipe. I've never done that, and I'm sure most of you haven't either. But you know what? I understand. I've read books. I've slept at a Holiday Inn Express. I get it. So if you say to me, Kevin, can you talk to a drug addict? How about you talk to a drug addict from the standpoint of, do you realize what life you're throwing away? I understand what that chemical is doing to you. Maybe not to the degree that you do, but I've watched you destroy yourself. And you know what else? I've watched other people do the same. But you know what I've watched more than any of that? I've watched people become successful. I've watched people raise families. I've watched people like myself who've never touched a drug have the best, most lucid, you know, ideas about life and love and liberty and all that of anybody. And I know what you're thinking. In fact, I heard a comedian say this the other day. He said, it was Dave Chappelle. He says when they introduced LSD, they thought it was going to be, I forget how he described it, but he said it wasn't mind-blowing, it was mind-expanding. And there are people that claim that if you get on these drugs, it gives you, takes you to a new dimension and you can think differently. I beg to differ. I can outthink anybody who's in a drug stupor. Oh, Kevin, Bill Gates came up with blah, blah, blah because he was smoking, you know, peyote or, you know, what's his name? Steve Jobs went off and ran and did this and he was doing, you know, some kind of crazy chemical mushrooms with this and he came up with the idea of Apple. None of those ideas are revolutionary and new. Bill Gates stole his idea from Xerox. Somebody clear-minded thought about how to make windows. as opposed to letting your computer be dominated by one screen. Bill Jobs, all he did was say, Steve Jobs, all he ever did was say, you know what, it would be really cool if we could shrink all this stuff down into one thing. Wow, surprise, surprise, isn't that what we all try to do with stuff? When you pack your bag to go traveling, what do? You take all the... Okay, hold on a minute. Now I've got my clothes I'm going to wear that's formal. Then I've got my shoes for that. And what you do is you shrink down your life into a suitcase. Sorry, not revolutionary. So this idea that only crackheads can help other crackheads is ridiculous. And here's the way I was thinking about it in terms of politics. People ask me all the time. Well, not all the time, but quite a bit. It's probably the fifth or sixth most question I get. Kevin, so were you ever a Democrat? Heck to the no. I was never a Democrat. And I think anybody that was ever a Democrat was an idiot. I think it's silly that former Democrats are held in more esteem in the political system when they become conservatives than those who were smart enough to have never been a Democrat or a leftist. In other words, those too stupid to have never been a Democrat. That may offend some of you, but I don't give a crap. You know, I'll use an example. Sheriff Clark, I love the guy. I think he's a great guy. Former Democrat. I think he said he voted for Obama the first time. And we're, oh, Sheriff Clark. I think Sheriff Clark is an amazing guy on his merits as a sheriff and his, you know, coming over. But I think what Sheriff Clark is telling you is that for the majority of my life, I was stupid. Now, that may make some of you, Kevin, you're just mad. I'm not mad at Sheriff Clark. I'm happy for his success. But what I will tell you is you've got somebody you're listening to who was never on the other side. Oh, Sheriff Clark, he knows what it's like. I know what it's like. I didn't need to be a drug addict. I didn't need to be a crackhead to go, I don't want that life.
Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? Y'all got some crack for me? Give a brother $5.
What? It was the crackheads that were over there being Democrats for the first time. I hold, and I don't care how you take this.
Kevin, you're just doing that because you're this.
I'm doing it because we who have never succumbed to that idiotic ideology, I know it's the same thing, but to the idiots on the left, because I was never a moron, you're doggone right I hold myself in higher esteem. I love that guy. I love all these guys that make that conversion. One of my buddies, Chris Harris, I've had him on the program. He was a staunch Democrat and figured it out. But you know what? I'm not going to give you credit because you made the transition. How about the people that never took drugs? Do they get any credit? So I'm not looking for you to go, oh, Kevin, you're amazing because you were never a Democrat. I'm just telling you, keep it in perspective. You know, there are a lot of us out here who've been fighting this fight our entire lives, not a few years where we made this transition. And I don't hold them in any more esteem. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We need to do a story on all the things that are not being discussed. For example, where's Comey? Where's Robert Mueller? Where are the Clintons? I could go on. Where's Obama? Where's Organizing for America, and all these, there are so many things that are supposed to be in your face, and the only thing the left has is Russia. They supposedly got all this dirt on Donald Trump. There was a tax issue, misogyny, all these other things. Where is it at? Let me tell you something. You're winning, and it's funny because you can tell by what's not happening. The left continue on this Donald Trump Jr. witch hunt that goes nowhere. And all around them is nothing but success. And let me tell you what happens with success. You know the saying? Success breeds what? Success. Watch as Donald Trump continues to deliver success incrementally, working against two groups, the Republicans and the Democrats. Watch his success. It's funny. I was listening to Nancy Pelosi, and they talked. She talked about Trump Care. And I mentioned that every time they bring up something, a subject, they talk about, it's going to kill thousands of people or whatever. And in this particular case, Nancy Pelosi expands it. So let's listen to the clip. And then I want to show you something that's kind of interesting about Obamacare.
Now, at this moment on Monday, we haven't seen the CBO report yet. We do know that the many more people, millions, hundreds of thousands of people will die if this bill passes.
I don't know if you caught that. Welcome back, everybody. Hundreds of thousands of people. She was going to say millions. But then she says hundreds of thousands. She has no proof of this. But hundreds of thousands of people will die if this vote passes. Think about it. We haven't even talked about what a single person going to the doctor and all. She says, well, the minute the vote passes, hundreds of thousands of people are going to drop dead on the streets. Now, this is the same woman that told us 500,000 people were going to lose a job. What was it, every day?
And now, a public service message from Black Spear Talk Radio. She's a congresswoman from San Francisco, Speaker of the House, and third in line for the presidency of the United States. This is Nancy Pelosi.
I realize we do not have an economic recovery package. 500 million Americans lose their jobs.
Let's see. 500 million divided by 30 days equals 16 million jobs lost per day times 19 equals 305 million. In 19 days, every American will have lost his job, including retired people, dead people, babies, and people on welfare. But wait, perhaps there are more Americans than the 305 million reported in the most recent census.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
That's it. Hallelujah. Maybe the people in those other 8 states will keep their jobs, keep paying taxes, and continue the successes of the Mugabe administration. But those states, wherever they are, had better be darn crowded. The Black Spear Network reminds you, the more you know.
The Black Spear presents Real Politicians of Genius.
Real Politicians of Genius.
Today, we salute the intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us.
Saying it all by saying nothing.
We have to give voice to what that means. Word. Isn't it a beautiful word? It just covers everything.
In her own feverishly mediocre mind, perhaps.
Mediocre!
But there's one thing that makes an intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant stand out like a black man on MSNBC.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
They always seem to think you're even stupider than they are.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
The BlackSphere.net.
Brewed in St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. The great work of Mr. Dave Perkins. Of course, we created that first bit when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, and she's not that anymore. Yeah. Anyway, Pelosi goes on. Here's what I want to talk about in this for the rest of this particular segment. Pelosi goes on to talk about Obamacare. And what's interesting is the left doesn't realize when they're telling you what you are, you know, what they don't want you to know, which is Obamacare is not working. So if it's working, it doesn't need to be fixed. But here's what she has to say. You'll get it.
But you don't think fix this legislation you're saying out of hand?
No. Let me be very clear. Thank you for that question. The Affordable Care Act, we can work together to...
Republicans and Democrats can fix it.
Absolutely. And that's what we had hoped that President Trump would want to do from the start.
Welcome back, everybody. So you can hear Pelosi. She says, the first thing, Trump Care can't be fixed. Now, she doesn't know what's in it, but it can't be fixed. But when it comes to Obamacare, she recognizes, oh yeah, it has its problems, and we thought Donald Trump was going to work on those problems from the beginning. He was going to work on fixing those problems, not getting rid of the whole thing and saying we're going to put something else in new. Well, let me ask you this. So Donald Trump's the president, duly elected, freely elected, and he says, you know what, I don't like this particular plan that Barack Obama did. I want it gone. I want a new plan. What's wrong with that? If Donald Trump wants something new for the military, he'd say, I don't like the ideas that Barack Obama had for the military. I want a bigger budget. I want the uniforms to be this. And he goes through the process to say, get rid of the old guys' crap. I want to put in something new that works. What's wrong with that? I mean, isn't that what our democracy, or I hate to use that, but our democratic republic is certainly about, is you, if one guy's out, and we don't like his ideas, the new guy gets to come in with his ideas. There is nothing that says Donald Trump has to inherit Barack Obama's mess and keep it no matter what. There's nothing that says that. He certainly didn't do that with much of Bush's stuff, did he? He kept the Patriot Act because it allowed him to spy on us even better. He wasn't going to get rid of that. But most of the other things were meant to undo. Certainly Reagan-era stuff, he hates us. He proved it. So why? I can tell you this. I don't know about you. I had no expectation that Barack Obama was going to do things our way. None. I wasn't naive. I remember, you remember that his campaign announcement where he says, I will dismantle the military. I will close Gitmo. And I was listening to it. I was like, whoa, this guy's radical. He was saying, I'm not going to be involved in whatever, you know, Gitmo, terror. And I mean, he essentially told me, what did he tell us? Muslims, I'm going to be very pro-Muslim. I was, whoa, hang on a minute. He let us know he really didn't like Christians. He faked it. He didn't like white people. We knew it. There were so many things this man told us. It was ridiculous. And so Donald Trump's telling you, I'm getting rid of Obamacare. What's wrong with that? That he said it. He's trying to do it. The left should not be surprised, and they certainly shouldn't be trying to fight. I mean, you can fight him, but that's what's going to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
welcome everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Radio show.
I ain't gonna lie, everybody. I think Al Gore is one of the biggest scoundrels on the planet. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is a guy who has profiteered on nonsense, crazy like a fox. I mean, I think about all the. You remember that thing on stage during the? I forget which time it was. Was it 2000? Four maybe. Anyway, he gives Tipper, his former wife, a big old juicy kiss on stage. It was a completely staged event. And I said right then and there, they're done. They'll be divorced. I've said this of the Obamas. The Obamas will keep themselves, will keep their relationship going until they profiteer enough, and then they will go their separate ways. That's not a loving relationship, neither is Al Gore. And by the way, that's how leftists feel about the people they're with. They don't have a loving relationship. See, conservatives, we have a loving relationship with one another. Bush, as much as I don't like his policy, he did, and I'm not considering him a conservative, by the way, but there is at least some form of a connection with the United States and how he feels about her. He completely was inept. He was incompetent to his core. But there was at least, there was some sense of love. Donald Trump, there is no question in my mind. This dude loves America. He loves us. We are in a relationship with him. It's not what's good for me or I got mine. I left you a couple hundred dollars on the dresser. It is I want to be with you. I'm with you. I've made enough. I've done well in this country. He's got it set up to where he did well. His kids have done well. His grandkids will do well. So he's like, now it's time to give back. And it is a loving relationship. Al Gore, fraud. That's all it is. Hundreds of millions of dollars selling people air. Hot air, cold air, dirty air, air. Whatever, however you want to call it. He wants to sell you on that idea. He created the revolution of global climate change. In as much as he created the internet, I mean, it's not his original idea, but this guy has taken it to the next level. He didn't do that with the internet, by the way. I don't want to imply that. Bureaucrats all over the world seized on Al Gore's opportunity. The United States had succumbed to leftism. So getting taxpaying Americans to pay for air presented a real opportunity globally. And Al Gore, they decided, would be their movement's leader. And I would tell you he's good at it, except he's not. But what he did was he was able to enlist enough people. He got enough of the big money people together to where they mounted a marketing campaign that's second to none. Probably only second to what they amounted for Barack Obama. But that's it. Nothing else. Everything else pales in comparison. But then the movement hit a snag. Better put, the movement got trumped. The other side, the same side, who fights against the nonsense of global climate change, a.k.a. weather, have our own champion. Thus, Gore needed to change tactics. So he was speaking to Eco City World Summit in Melbourne, Australia. And in his speech, he compared the battle against global warming to previous causes, folks. And here's where he started. Slavery. Slavery. Global warming has been compared to slavery. I don't even know how. If you have a suggestion, send me a note or call the show 844-551-8255. How could you possibly, in your wildest dreams, say global climate change is slavery? Are you saying that only white people breathe the better air? What could you possibly be saying? That the white people have gotten in a cabal to starve out the blacks? What? But he went on. Further comparisons were made to women's suffrage, women's rights, the civil rights movement, the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa, and get this, the gay rights movement. Mic drop. Bang. The man left no leftist stone unturned. Weather is racist, it's misogynist, and worse yet, weather is gay bashing. Now, as if the man hasn't already embarrassed himself enough on the global warming hoax that daily now, we just keep finding out lie after lie after lie. Oh, we have 97% of scientists believe that global warming is the worst thing ever. Yeah, and you paid them, Forrest. I'm sorry. You paid them. What do you think they're going to say? little lesson in human nature. If I walked up on the street and gave 100 people $100 each, and I said, the next person that comes by, when you ask them if you see me, just tell them no. How many of them would do it? I don't know, but I'd say, now, if you don't do it, somebody's going to come back and get that $100. I'm just telling you, that people will do what you pay them to do. It's human nature. I know, you have your price on this or that, but I'm not saying if you were running from the law, somebody would do it, but if it's just look, we know global warming's not a real deal, but, you know, just we give you $500,000 grant, you willing to tell us what we need to hear? Oh, well, I mean, I could certainly make sure that the data sort of fits, and, you know, I mean, no harm, no foul, right? If I say, hey, look, one of my buddies is looking for me, I'm going to give you $100 not to let him know that I passed by here. Cool? If he asks where I went, send him that way. Okay, how many people would do it? It's harmless, right? No harm, no foul. Of course not. Gore warned that a future generation would wonder how we could not have acted. If they live in a world of political disruption and chaos and disease, stronger storms and more destructive floods and worse droughts and sea level rising, forcing retreat from coastal cities and political chaos, they would be justified in looking back and asking us, what were you thinking? Could you hear what the science was saying, what Mother Nature was screaming at you? And what's funny, Gore describes what nature does every day. See, nature needs no input from man for stronger storms, more destructive floods, or worse droughts. And note that Al Gore placed an article in front of weather. Instead of just saying more destructive floods, instead of saying storms, floods, or droughts, he's got to tell you stronger storms, destructive floods, worse droughts. Yeah, kind of like that polar ice cap melting by the year 2000, right? Or some other calamity happening by the year 2003 or whatever other thing it was. If you don't know any better, folks, you would think that Gore's speech was a Saturday Night Live opening, you know, a funny monologue rather than some actual speech at a summit, a world summit. In Gore's book, he writes this. He says, virtually every news and political commentary program on television is sponsored in part by oil, coal, and gas companies. Not just during campaign seasons, but all the time, year in, year out. The idea there is that because of this, they're saying they're making us not pay attention to the global climate change and weather. I mean, this is from a guy who paid scientists. And the only ones that got paid were willing to espouse his insane and debunked theory of global climate change. Global climate farce. Worldwide larceny is what they should call it. And that larceny cost us $77 billion of hidden. Now, I'm not talking about what Obama spent on it after the fact. I'm talking about what's hidden, still in legislation after this fool has left office, $77 billion. This was a Bloomberg article. President Donald Trump will find the job of reining in spending on climate initiatives made harder by an Obama-era policy of dispersing billions of dollars in programs across dozens of agencies, in part so they couldn't be easily cut. There's no single list of programs or their cost, because Obama sought to integrate climate programs into everything the federal government did. We talked about this a while back. The goal was to get all agencies to take climate into account and also make all those programs hard to disentangle. And this is according to former members of Obama's administration. They say, in some cases, the idea was to make the climate programs hard for Republicans in Congress to even find. I want you to think about that for a second. They don't even want you to find this stuff. Much of the effort in the Obama administration was to mainstream climate change, says Jesse Keenan, who worked for climate issues with the Department of Housing and Urban Development and now teaches at Harvard. He said all the federal agencies were required to incorporate climate change plans into their operations. But worse than that, on the subject of Al Gore, he's funded by Soros. See, when Obama claimed the science was in, indeed it was. The science of global leftist scam has been verified by 100% of the taxpayers. And then we find out that the puppet master, billionaire George Soros, is part of the group who orchestrated the nonsense. And he's given millions of dollars, not billions, over 3 years to create this political space for aggressive U.S. action on global warming. Unbelievable. He wanted his nonprofit institute, the Open Society Institute, to do more to support global warming in the U.S., including budgeting $10 million of annual support. And these guys want you to believe, oh no, everybody believes in global climate change. Yes, of course they do.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hoo doggy. Welcome back, everybody. I feel like Jed Clampett. Hoo doggy, Jethro. Granny Mason did a little bit. Oh, man. When I even think about those shows, it makes me nostalgic. It really does. I think that kids today, you want to know what I think they're going to miss in 20, 30, 40 years? They're going to miss nostalgia. I mean, I know, look, there are some things that they're going to look back on and go, oh, God, SpongeBob, wasn't that so cool? And I've seen people reflect on things that I go, I don't even know what they're talking about. And maybe I'm wrong. I probably am on this one. But I feel like our nostalgia was better than their nostalgia. For example, I go back and I look at TV and I see, I remember the old variety shows. I remember the things that formed television as we look at it today. And Johnny Carson and Jack Paar and Jack Benny and people like that. It was in black and white. And the way that it was formatted, it was really cool. I remember picking up the phone on a party line and having to hang up because somebody else was on the line. And I remember having to get up to turn the television. All these things that bring back that nostalgia. What are these kids? Yeah, I remember when they went from Xbox One to Xbox 3 and Xbox 4 and PS3 to PS10 to PS whatever. I mean, the technology is so revolutionary that it's hard to believe the leaps and bounds it will have going forward. Now, I'm not trying to be one of these old prudes that goes, oh, technology, you know, it's never going to get beyond this. Look, I was an electrical design engineer. I designed a supercomputer that it took a room to fill that now you can hold in your hand in a cell phone. I mean, the technology has advanced to that level literally in the years since I graduated college to now. You're talking about you're holding supercomputers in your hand, in your phone. Think of everything it can do. So I understand we're going to make even more leaps and bounds because as we gain more experience and more, you know, quite frankly, we become smarter, then it makes things easier to do. And we start to defy what appear to be the laws of physics by doing creative things. And that creativity is going to go further and further and further. But I mean, what more, you know, are you going to do? I mean, I get that we can end up being cyborgs, cell phones implanted in our ears and things like this. But where do you go? And when you look back on it, are you really going to be that impressed? See, I'm very impressed that the television has gone from this big console, I should say, that used to sit in the middle of a living room of people's homes. And it was the prominent showpiece. To now they're put on a wall and there's 60-inch screens that give you better vision than you could possibly have with your own eyesight and 3D and all these other things. I understand, you know, and by the way, it costs a fraction per capita, you know, or not per capita, pro rata, than your television at the time. When my grandparents bought the console TV that sat in our house, we were told, do not touch. A TV today is a throwaway, and I'm not even exaggerating that a bit. Something goes wrong with it, you don't repair it. There were TV repair people. I know they still exist, but they don't exist in the numbers. Electronics have become, who cares? Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton's new explosive emails. I mean, these pretty much have put the nail in the coffin of Hillary Clinton. Look, we knew she was crooked. And now we get to know how much people got paid. See, Clinton and her staffers actively participated in pay-for-play access, and it's clear now. If any investigation should be opened, it's this one. And Mueller, if you listen to the program or you monitor it through the NSA or whatever, I'm telling you, you have all the evidence you need now on Hillary Clinton. And for the record, Mueller, unless he does something, I'm going to speculate along with an article that I read that this guy can be fired. He can be fired because he's not doing his job. At some point, President Trump can say to him, look, how much evidence do you need to go arrest some people? You know, come on, boy. Anyway, Judicial Watch got 448 pages of documents from the U.S. Department of State revealing new incidents of Huma Abedin, who was a deputy chief of staff to former Secretary of State Clinton, providing special State Department treatment to major donors, Clinton Foundation, and political campaigns. And they were redacted, but you could still see what was going on. So there were 6 email exchanges not previously turned over to the State Department, which brings me to all of the other things we've been talking about, which is when we asked Hillary Clinton, did you give us all the evidence? I turned over everything except my yoga stuff. She didn't give us all the evidence. So go arrest that witch. I mean, come on, Mueller. Here's how it reads. The documents included six Clinton email exchanges not previously turned over to the State Department, bringing the known total to date to at least 439 emails that were not part of the 55,000 pages of emails that Clinton turned over to the State Department, and further contradicting a statement by Clinton that, as far as she knew, all her government emails had been turned over to the State Department. Now, notice, Clinton said, as far as she knew, as far as I know, that's their get-out-of-jail-free card. The only way America got access to these emails, folks, was through a court order obtained by Judicial Watch. Hillary Clinton didn't want you to see what I'm about to tell you. And more interestingly are the now documented cases of Clinton using her private email for the State Department business. And then further evidence exists that proves how Clinton bargained with various positions within her State Department, as well as the connection to the crooked Clinton Foundation. And that's what the guy that wrote Clinton Cash and all these other people have been pointing out. You don't have to connect these dots. This is easy. In July of 2009, in reference to the U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue, the Clinton Global Initiative head, Doug Band, told Aberdeen that she, quote, needs to show love to Andrew Lavaris, the CEO of Dow Chemical. Band also asked for Lavaris to be introduced to Hillary and have her mention both me and William Jefferson Clinton. Dow gave between $1 million and $5 million to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. So I want to explain what just happened. Doug Band, who got this money into the Clinton Foundation and Clinton Global Initiative, says, hey, we just got a big donation from Dow. Be sure to have the Secretary of State make note of it and have her mention, you know, this whole thing. Mention me, meaning Doug Band, and William Jefferson Clinton. So the cost for the Clintons to show you love is somewhere between $1 million to $5 million, just in case you didn't catch that. Now, this is the very same Dow who, under President Trump, is building an innovation center in Michigan. That research center is going to employ about 150 people in amazing good jobs, huge good jobs, not to go all Trump on you. And Dow's chairman vowed to invest even more than the current $5 billion or so that the company has invested in America. And Donald Trump didn't have to pay, didn't have to get one red cent to do that. It's got to be refreshing to Lavaris to say, I'm working with a guy who I don't need to pay off. He doesn't have a foundation. He's not looking to profit from me. See, I don't blame Dow for this. I blame the political system that wants Dow to have to play this game. Next in the emails, Band pushes for Clinton to do a favor for Karl-Heinz Kogel, a major Clinton Foundation contributor who wanted Hillary to give the honor speech for his media prize to Merkel. A media prize. And if the German media, folks, is anything like America's media, I suggest Kogel melt down that medal for what he can get for the value, you know, because that's all it's worth. And then how about this in your face to our sensibilities? The Hong Kong firm Hybrid Kinetic Automotive Holdings paid Clinton a $300,000 honorarium on December 4th of 2008. 25 days later, December 29th, a man listed as the company's CFO, Jack G. Ding, made a $25,000 donation to the Virginia gubernatorial campaign of Clinton confidant Terry McAuliffe. Oh, I know. Coincidence, right? Judicial Watch documents people asking for favors to obtain special visas and things like this. And this is also what was going on with Clinton, using her personal server for these questionable practices that, quite frankly, expose much of the inner workings of the government. But let's talk about getting people jobs. There was emails that show that the Clinton Foundation operative Band was involved in personnel matters at the Clinton State Department. In May of 2009, an email exchange between him and Aberdeen, a, quote, career post to East Timor for someone is discussed. Aberdeen explains to Band that Cheryl Mills, Hillary's then chief of staff, was working on the situation, quote, under the radar. These people are scurrilous. Folks, I could go on. Go to Judicial Watch if you want to see the whole thing. Go to my site if you want to read a partial of the article and get my opinion about it. These people are criminals, and they should be put in prison. And Mueller, where are you?
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.